Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The Egyptian Pharaoh apparently became very angry when Moses and Aaron delivered to him God's demands that the Pharaoh permit the Israelites to go into the wilderness to sacrifice to God. As a result of his anger, the Pharaoh accused Moses and Aaron of plotting to make it easier for the Israelites to bear their burdens. So he commanded the taskmasters and their officers to increase the work the slaves had to do. He even took away the straw they had been given for brickmaking. He told them to gather stubble wherever they could find it. When the slaves did not produce their regular quota of bricks, the Egyptian taskmasters beat the officers of the Jewish people. Exodus 5:1-14. The officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal thus with your servants?" Exodus 5:15. The officers of the Jewish people acted from the best interests of their people, but they were wasting their breath in complaining to the Egyptian Pharaoh. He had shown by his words and actions that he had no compassion for the slaves. His taskmasters had beaten the Jewish officers. The Pharaoh had refused to furnish the straw for brickmaking and had actually demanded that the Jews do more work than they had been doing. What an absolute tyrant the Pharaoh was! The Jewish officers complained, "There is no straw given unto your servants, and they say to us, 'Make brick.' And behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." Exodus 5:16. If the Pharaoh had been a reasonable and caring man, the Jewish complaints might have done some good. But it should have been evident that he did not care about their heartache. He cared only for the number of bricks they produced. Are there employers in our day who are like the Egyptian Pharaoh? Modern employers could not get by with beating their employees, but often they disregard the needs of their workers. Their major concern is the bottom line. The Jewish officers told the Pharaoh that the real problem arose from his own people. The Egyptian taskmasters were at fault. The Pharaoh responded, "You are idle, you are idle. Therefore you say, 'Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord.' Go now therefore and work, for there shall no straw be given to you, yet shall you deliver the same quota of bricks." Exodus 5:17-18. The Pharaoh knew the Hebrew slaves could do nothing about their mistreatment. He believed he owned them body, soul, and spirit. He thought their demand to be permitted to go into the wilderness to sacrifice to God was just a ploy. He accused them of being idle. If they had not been idle, they would not have had time to ask for the opportunity of going into the wilderness to worship God. He continued to emphasize that they would not be given straw to make bricks. The officers of the Jewish people knew they were wasting their time in asking for mercy and understanding from the Pharaoh. The King James Version says they understood they were in evil case. They knew they were in trouble when he said to them, "You shall not reduce your daily quota of bricks." Exodus 5:19. The Pharaoh did not have to negotiate with the Hebrews or their officers. He had behind him the power of the mightiest army in the world. The Israelites had no power, that is, until God stepped into the situation and delivered them from Egyptian bondage. If you have ever had any doubts in your mind about the cruelty of slavery, this story from the Old Testament should remove those doubts forever. The Hebrews had no recourse from the decisions of the Pharaoh. Their officers could complain about the treatment of the Jewish slaves, but the complaints made the burdens of the slaves even greater. How truly sad when human beings enslave one another. We would like to think that modern men would have learned how evil slavery is, but the truth is, there are still people in our world who endorse and practice slavery. How absolutely unthinkable. Thank you, and may God bless you.